Georgia. Sister Abernathy is singing three times as loud as you, and she just had her tonsils out, sugar. How you gonna account for that?
Sorry, Reverend, I thought I was.
It's all right, baby, it's all right. Now, as an incentive for us all to be in full voice, on Sunday, our very own Senator Dillings will be here to help us kick off our community redevelopment program. Amen?
The car today? Some gunshots. Nobody messing with the car, though. Okay, Dad, so you come by in exactly 75 minutes and I'll be ready.
Yes, ma'am, me too.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Emerald Live. Emerald Lagasse here. We're making chicken four ways tonight. Where do you see this dish that I got coming up right now for you? Poulet, chapatoulis.
Poulet, chapatoulis.
Oh, yeah, babe. You can't see this at home, but he is happy to see it. He's clapping for Doc Gibbs and the Emerald Live band. He's done. Oh, yeah. We've got to split it in half, and then we're going to make what I call a paste. This chicken, skin side down.
Skin side down.
Now, for this poulet chapatoulis, maybe some of this Fu Mei wok would work. So a little splash like this, okay? Or a big splash. Like that. Bread pudding with onions, with sweet corn and andouille sausage. Okay? Oh, yeah, because the poulet chapatoulis with the bread pudding. Bam!
Ooh, look at that.
I don't suppose you're going to have any?
Lord, no, I don't need nothing but my lean cuisine.
What is that book, anyway?
How you like them greens?
Oh, man, it's the bomb.
Well, good, I mixed them this time, you know.
Collard greens, and of course, favorite, turnip greens.
And I got plenty for your grandpa.
Cool, thanks.
Sugar? Oh, got these pants. Always doing this.
It's my private property. I was just looking. What is it?
It's nothing. It's just what it says. Just possibilities. Just things I'm interested in.
Including this guy? Your boyfriend?
No. He's just an idea. He's a real guy. Why are you snooping around my stuff anyway?
So what's his name?
Who? None of your business.
Tell you what his name is. His name is Lucky Motherfucker.
What? I know you might as well go ahead and leave my house now if you're going to be using that kind of language.
I'm sorry, but short of you telling me his name, I don't know anything better to call him.
His name is Sean. Sean Williams.
Sean Williams, huh?
And you better not say anything to anybody.
Right.
I'm not complaining. You just talk. No, don't talk to me. Say hello. Talk to me.
Good morning, Miss Bird.
Mr. Williams.
What's that? Is that power flirting?
No.
Not in my mind.
You could crack a walnut with that ass.
No, stop.
Don't you have somewhere to be?
You know what we need to do? We need to get you out of these frumpy clothes and into something that shows off the real estate.
Well,
see, then you need to go down there and you need to talk to Mr. Bixter and you need to tell him what you want for Christmas. You just
sit in his lap. Rochelle, come on now.
What? No, what are you worried about? That they're going to fire you
in
this place? You're the best damn worker they got in this whole damn place. They're not going to fire you. You're just scared. You're scared of some man getting a hold of that booty of yours. Oh, he could hold my booty. Sean!
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Still crooked, but...
Yeah, that's good.
It's good, huh?
No. The lip of shell. Fit between grill bottle and leg brace.
I was supposed to be put on last, but that's all right. Thank you.
Oh. Miss Bird.
Georgia.
You had some light bulbs to change or something? Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, they be relying on me. You know?
And see you later.
Yeah, sure.
Is there something I can help you with?
That's quite a nice grill. Stainless steel, huh?
Yeah, durable.
Easy to clean.
You just hold it down.
Just hold it down, huh?
Are you on your break?
Yes. Well, that's why I'm here. I wanted to ask you something.
Ask me what?
Do you think I get my store discount if I buy this thing?
Well, of course you get your store discount. I just sold you a grill last week, remember?
Yeah. But that was a hibachi. That was for traveling.
I think somebody should have told you when you got this thing that you're supposed to have a lawn or a backyard or something.
Okay. How about a little more lifting and a little less talking? That looks good. Smell good, too. All right. There you have it. A simple Creole roasted duck hash. On croup. Now, what you can do with this here is you can take a little bit of the parsley and onion if you like, if that's what you like. But here's what I like to do. Now, this is only for the brave ones, those who don't get a lot of heartburn. I like to kick some of that hot sauce on there and spice it up some. Please, go on and enjoy some. Now, I
made this special for you. I left the pine nuts out because I know they get up under your bridge work sometimes.
Oh, you're sweet.
Thank you. Excuse me. You bucking for General the Salvation Army or what? Stop feeding the moochers.
We always have our Wednesday morning sales demonstration, Mr. Damien.
No, that's exactly the kind of thinking that put this store in Chapter 11 in the first place. Now, Mr. Cragen, he's trying to change the culture around here. And by culture, I mean money. Now, if you care about your future here, I suggest you get with the program, Miss Bird. Now, have you read this?
Cragen's awesome.
Everybody got one.
Read it again. Yep.
Well, then hire another Santa. Of course he has to be fat. Attention, Cragen shoppers. Today's Christmas sales
are on second level. George, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I'm kind of in my own little world up here. What brings you to Cookware?
It's the smell, to tell you the truth. I can't help it. It wafts down the escalator. Usually I can resist, but...
Oh, well, please, have some.
Probably get fired over this. Did you ever have a smell that triggers a memory? This smells like my mama's house. Thank you. That's incredible. Incredible.
Just trying to sell the cookware.
Where'd you become a chef? France or someplace European or something?
No, I'm not a chef. I've never been to France. I ain't never been further north of Mobile, Alabama. You know, it's just a hobby. Something I really enjoy doing.
A hobby, huh?
I never trained or anything.
You going to train?
I don't know. Someday. Maybe.
Look, I was wondering sometime if you're free. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'll get it.
You got it?
Oh, Georgia!
Whoa, what happened? What, is she okay?
Hey, she hit her head. Give me a hand, please.
So what? It's just a bump. Watch her head. Don't hit her head again.
Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? How many fingers am I holding up? Is it one? Two or more?
What's going on here?
Georgia, are you okay? Georgia.
Oh, man.
I think we should do a CAT scan.
What? That's a big ticket number, isn't it? I didn't think we did that kind of thing around here.
Well, we got a new machine. Used, but new to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sir, there could be a huge workman's comp payout if we don't follow procedure.
All right, only if it's absolutely necessary.
I knew you'd understand. Paperwork.
Follow.
Are you okay, Miss Bird?
Kind of nice to be off my feet.
Here we go.
Now don't worry now, Miss Bird. Everything is just fine.
No, this can't be right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're just going to try one more time, Miss Bird.
This is not good. Oh, this is not good at all.
What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at the results of a virus you have. I believe it to be Lampington's disease. It's very rare and it's very harmless in most cases.
In most cases?
Yes.
What about my case?
Well, I thought I'd misread the first scan, so I did the second scan, but that just confirmed it, you see.
Okay, so I have Lampington's?
Yes.
Well, which one do I have, if not the harmless one?
Ma'am, I'm very sorry to tell you that, but...
Why?
You see, in my opinion, it's the kind that... Ma'am, please, this is very, very difficult for me. Oh, dear. I need to lie down.
You see this area here? This is your mass.
My mass?
Your tumor. And this, and this, and this. I'm sorry, Georgia, but the virus has caused a very advanced case of Lampington's lesions.
Okay, well, exactly what does that mean, Lampington's lesions?
And Dr. Gupta hasn't told you anything about this, right?
Well, I tried.
Thanks. Without treatment, it's terminal.
What? Like I'm gonna die?
I'm very, very sorry.
But I feel fine. I feel great. I just finished a fat flush and...
No dizziness or fainting?
No, I got a tiny bump on my head, that's all.
It's diabolical. Such a sneaky disease. I'm afraid, in your condition, you've got about 3 weeks to live.
What? I got 3 weeks to live? Are you shitting me?
4 on the outside. I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Well, I'm sorry. I can't accept that.
Then I think you should see Catherine Lenz.
Okay. Fine. That's what I'm talking about. Catherine Lenz, okay. Is that the brain specialist?
No. She's your HMO administrator.
Let me just save you some time here, Miss Bird. We won't cover you for this operation.
Well, what do you mean you won't cover me? I'm covered through my HMO.
If you feel you're being treated unfairly, these are our appeals procedures, which you have every legal right to pursue.
Oh, what if I pay for it myself? How much would that cost me?
The cost of a median cranial debulking surgery is around $340,000. That's without anesthesia. You'll want that.
Check again, make sure I'm not covered.
Big to happen. And then you find out you're gonna die. I really wanted to meet you. But I should have ate that. I should have ate all that stuff. Oh, especially to put my foot in that. Fairies love that. I'll never get to Carlo Vivari. Chef Didier.
You know, there's this guy
that I met in this club, and he said he's going to introduce me to some of his friends in Nashville.
I just need you to take care of the kids for 3 days.
What you going to do in Nashville?
Girl, I am finally going to be a country western singer.
Isn't that great?
Tanya, ain't no such thing as a black country singer.
You know, I am not asking you to comment on the validity of my
Can you... hold on. Anton, would you stop it?
This child is going to kill himself.
Listen, that's why I'm calling you.
What are you doing? Why can't you watch the kid leave?
I'm
going
to have to call you back.
But I'm...
I told you to stop, jump, and do it again and see what happens. You think I'm playing?
Georgia, where have you been? Damien's been looking for you.
Good, because I'm looking for him, too.
Why?
Well, I'm going to take your advice.
Huh?
Look, remember you said life was too short to live the way I do?
Oh, I say a lot of things.
Yeah, well, you were right.
What would I say? What are you going to do? Georgia.
You don't knock. You better have a hell of an excuse for where you've been, Miss Bird.
I do. You see, Mr. Damien. Oh, excuse me. Would you mind? This is very important. Actually, it's a matter of life and...
What?
Just turn it off.
Yeah. You're killing me with the potato peelers.
Move them, or I'll shove them down your throat.
You got a problem?
Yes, I do.
That's a $400 phone.
Now I feel better.
That's company property.
That's gonna come out of your paycheck.
Take it. Take the whole thing. Okay? It's worth it.
This is not about you, okay? It's not about me. It's about business. It's about the company.
Mr. Damien.
I want you to hear this. This man lives his philosophy.
Rule one. Life is not a popularity contest, but it is a contest. Boo-hoo, they don't like me. Rule two. You grab that scared little loser inside you and beat the living crap out of him. Rule three. When is enough enough? Enough is never enough.
Enough is enough right now, Mr. Adamian. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to tell you what's happening. Why am I even wasting my time trying to talk to you? You know what? I quit.
You what?
I quit.
You can't.
Why can't I?
Fourth quarter sales are in the toilet in this store and all the other stores, too, for that matter. Your department has the highest profit record in the place. I can't afford to lose you.
How come you never told me this before?
I didn't want you to do what you're doing right now. Holding me up for more money. Which I'm happy to pay. As God is my witness.
As God is your witness, huh? As God is your witness?
All right. I'm prepared to offer you 50 cents more an hour. 75 cents more an hour.
$1 more an hour. $1.50.
Hey, Georgia. Your shift done already?
Yeah, I'm done.
Listen, I feel terrible about what happened the other day. I wanted to make it up to you.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, anyway, hey, I have a pair of tickets to the Hornets game. Now, the game is a couple of weeks away. But I know you're a busy woman, so I wanted to put my bid in early.
Sean, there is nothing I would rather do than to go to that game with you.
Yeah? It's great. Well, look, I figured we'll go to dinner early. Then, after the game...
I can't go, Sean. I mean, it's not like I don't want to. I can't.
You have to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Georgia, look, I already paid for the ticket, so maybe your plans might change, huh?
Brothers and sisters, I'm sad to announce that
Senator Dillings will not be gracing our flock this morning as planned. Pressing business in our nation's capital has kept him. But I'd like to take a moment, prayer for the senator. He toils so hard, toting the burden of our welfare. And ask the good Lord to guide his hand in his important good works. Amen.
Oh, dear Lord, why me?
Georgia?
Why me? Why me, Lord?
Oh, dear Lord, Lord, why me?
Bless the Lord.
Lord,
why?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Lord, come on. Come on, Lord, why? Commandments, Lord. Why it hasn't been? I never slept around, even though my sister did.
Liquidate the entire IRA, all of it?
Yep, and the bonds my mama left.
Well, I'm sure a disciplined woman such as yourself has a very useful purpose for this money.
Yes, I do. I'm just going to blow it.
Stewardess, this person behind me is giving me a hard time.
Oh, sure, sir. Ma'am, would you mind lowering your knees so the gentleman in front of you can put his seat back down?
Actually, I very much would mind.
Am I going to have to call the air marshal, ma'am?
People been calling me ma'am a lot lately. And, you know, I'm hardly older than you. Do people call you ma'am?
No, they don't.
Is there a problem here?
Yes. Yes, there is. I'm gonna tell you what the problem is. This greedy airline put all these seats so close together just so they can make more money. All right? Now, I'm not flying all the way to Prague with some stranger in my lap.
I know that's right. That's a big boy.
That's a big old man right there. I can't look at him.
Had you chosen to fly first class, ma'am?
Well.
Had you chosen to fly first class instead of economy, you would have had plenty of room in one of our cocoons.
How much is it?
Beg your pardon?
How much for the damn cocoon?
Right here.
here.
For our first class, fly with us during the holidays. We thought we'd do something special.
You know how I feel. River running free. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Dragonfly
out in the sun, you know what
oh,
I mean, don't you
take
know?
Forever.
Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine.
What's going on?
I'm not sure, Congressman.
Who is that?
All I know, Senator, is that the last time someone arrived by helicopter, it was Elton John. Sir Elton John.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. You are here for a retreat of the health?
I guess you could say that.
How are you?
Well, I'm hungover, I'm jet-lagged, I'm dying. Other than that, I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Great. Oh, you are from Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Your Senator Dillings, he here now, skiing.
Senator Dillings is here skiing?
Yes.
That explains why he didn't make it to our meeting on Sunday.
Please, I'll meet you at the reception desk.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking I might not fit in. Excuse me, Georgia Bird.
Madam Bird? Welcome to Grand Hotel Poop.
Come on, y'all really say it like that?
Poop.
Poop.
Poop. Poop. I'm sorry, Miss Bird, but your room is not ready yet. We weren't expecting you for 2 more hours.
Well, I wasn't expecting to take a helicopter. But my time is kind of precious lately now. Don't y'all have anything available now?
I'll check it.
That ceiling ever just make you want to cry?
I've never known this man. Only the presidential suite. It's 3,000 euros a night. About $4,000 a night.
Did you see me play?
Madam Bird, welcome. I know that you will find our presidential suite most comfortable.
Mr. Kragan, would you sign my book?
Yes.
Matthew Cragen.
You know Mr. Cragen. We are so honored that he comes to our hotel every year at this time.
You playing with me, right?
Pardon me?
Oh, not you, him.
Excuse me.
Spelling okay?
Get yourself young, hip, and rich, okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Cragen, sir, I hope everything is okay.
Wonderful, Arturo, wonderful.
And will Mrs. Cragen be joining?
Well, not this trip, Arturo. This is strictly business.
As always, if there's anything, even the slightest thing, you will tell me.
Well, I won't, but she will.
If I need you, I'll call you.
Excellent.
Can you believe that?
Now listen, just double-check everything, and I want to keep tabs on the congressman and the senator. Schmooze and press, whatever it takes. This deal's got to happen.
Madam Bird, Felipe will show you to your suite.
Oh, okay.
Matthew, Mr. Burns, Senator's gone skiing for the 83rd time. Let's go have a drink.
Get upstairs and put your silk on.
Congressman!
Any consolation, he's gonna have a shitty fourth quarter.
Who is that?
Oh, Mademoiselle Bird, very rich, from Louisiana. She and Senator Billings were supposed to have a very important meeting together.
Hang on, let me give you a little something. Troubles, I haven't quite figured out this money yet. Did I just give you a ridiculously large tip?
No, madam. Now, more reasonable.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What world was I living in? Make me international.
We can try.
Call me ma'am in this outfit? No, definitely not. Table for one, please.
Yes. May I take your pashmina?
Oh, well, look at what this thing is.
Sure. Oh, hello, sister. Who the hell is she?
Shepidi.
Of course.
Matthew, what are the chances of our meeting Chef Didier? Margaret here has got a couple of his books. She's a big fan.
Is that right?
Arturo?
Yes, sir.
Make sure Didier comes and says hello to the table. And fire that guy.
For the specialties de maison, we have the cassoulet. We have risotto barolo with truffles. The Rouget citrus beer blanc with capers, roast quail with brioche stuffing, and the braised lamb shank with blood orange relish.
Blood orange relish. Now, that all sounds so good. Will he have the same specials tomorrow night?
No. Chef Didier never creates the same any twice.
Well, I guess I better try them all tonight, then.
Tout? All?
Tout, baby. Tout sweet.
You think he would do a risotto without the dairy?
I think I'm going to have the Rouget citrus without the potatoes and the blanc without the beurre.
Did I come on, Monsieur Kagan?
Again. 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 No butcher, no cream, no wheat. No dairy, no fat. Eh, merde! Why do they bother to eat? Next time, stick this in my neck.
Chef, vous voulez goûter?
Pardon. Merveilleux. Personne n'a dit qu'il y avait une table de six couverts.
Non, c'est pour un couvert, chef.
Comment, une personne?
Oui.
Et qui c'est cette personne?
Je ne sais pas.
Ah, une substitution. J'aime beaucoup cette femme. C'est une femme? Alors écoutez, une caille, un agneau, un risotto, une langoustine, un goulash, un rouget, un cassoulet. Un cassoulet? I will do it myself.
Got them eating right out of her hand.
Well, she's sure not watching her cholesterol.
I wish I could command attention like that.
Oh. Is that the lamb?
Mademoiselle? Oh, look at that. Mmm. Good. Everything looks so good. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
I was thinking maybe we could get Bob up to speed tomorrow for lunchtime.
Yes, Matthew, I'd like to know more about this party.
Here he is.
Here
he comes. How do you find everything?
Arturo.
Yes, sir.
I think he'll be fine.
I'll be up there on top of the mountain.
Okay.
Will Margaret join us?
Because we do need to talk some business.
Okay, what time?
It depends on Craig's schedule.
You know where I come from? We do a barbecue quail with an andouille pudding. I think you would just love it. And they don't call me crazy, but am I tasting rendered loins of pork belly here?
Oui.
Pork belly... wink, wink.
Oh, very sensitive palate. Half clarified butter and half pork fat.
I knew.
No. But keep it to yourself. You know how some people are about pork fat.
Yeah.
They don't like the pork. Ah. Oh.
Chef Didier, you crazy.
Matthew, you seem to know everybody. Who is she?
Well, I was going to ask the senator the same question.
Oh, I don't know her.
Really? You sure about that?
Well, for your information, I don't know everyone who's black.
Well, apparently she knows you from New Orleans.
Really? Maybe it was last year's entrepreneurs at diversity.
Well, whoever she is, I'd sure like to have her ordering 10 plates at a $10,000 plate fundraiser.
Why, Bob? Haven't I been contributing enough?
No, Matthew, I didn't mean it that way. You've been very generous, and that's much appreciated.
Dr. Gupta. Dr. Gupta.
Sir, if this is a medical question, I'm still on my break for 2.5 more minutes.
Well, actually, it's not about me. It's about Georgia Bird. You remember the lady who hit her head?
Sir, why do you think I'm so desperately trying to relax?
Well, she's been acting really strange lately. She up and quit her job. Nobody's seen her. And I was wondering if you had said anything that might have upset her, or if you know something.
I'm sorry. patient privacy prevents.
Come and I'm very sorry. You're
going to tell me.
Okay. Sir?
Tell me!
Georgia Bird is going to die.
What?
And very soon.
What?
I'm very sorry, sir.
No, this can't be.
Okay. My break is over. We can talk about it. Come, put me down.
I feel pretty.
Wow. That's nice.
I feel pretty and pretty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty. But I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be?
I do it a bit long.
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Naší negativní energii.
Wait.
I gotta use the bathroom.
They say these waters have curative powers. Let you live to be 100.
Yeah, well, I hope they work fast.
Clarence Stillings. Senator Clarence Stillings.
I know who you are.
Oh, so we have met. Entrepreneurs of diversity?
No, afraid not.
Washington. But I didn't go to church last Sunday.
That's right. You know, you left a whole lot of church folks disappointed, Senator. People who voted for you.
I hope you'll communicate my sincerest regrets.
I don't want to have nothing to do with your regrets. I got my hands full of my own.
I got a gut feeling about that woman. She's trouble.
No, not you. Who was it who said adversity is the stone on which I sharpen my blade?
Me.
Excuse me.
Ms. Bird, is it? We've not been introduced. My name...
No need. Everybody knows Matthew Cragen, the man for whom enough is never enough.
I mean, who is she? How do I know she's not part of some consumer watchdog group or something?
Well, it's not like there's some law against being at the same hotel with a congressman and a senator.
Actually, there is, if they're on my plane and my dime.
Well, watchdogs don't stay in $4,000 a night hotel suites, okay? So how about you and I just forget all about retail empire building? Let's just take a little bath. Yeah?
Oh, I'll take a bath, all right. A $500 million bath if these mergers don't go through. You just keep your eyes open and remember why we're here.
Are you all right, Madame Belt?
Oh, yeah. I just love these sheets. I love them. I was just taking them for a little ride around the block.
I am Gunther, floor valet.
Oh, that was you that put my clothes away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Gunther, what do you do for fun around here?
What do I do for fun, madam? Mm-hmm. I shine the guest's shoes when they leave them out in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
If that would be all.
No, actually that won't, Miss Gunther. I may want to have one of these snowboarding lessons.
Very good. Will that be all?
No. No, it won't. I want some more of these spa services. Like maybe this algae flotation wrap and the reflexology massage.
No anti-aging treatment?
No, I ain't worried about aging.
So that will be all.
Ooh. Ha! Yes. The colon irrigation treatment. That's my gift to you. Sort of like a let's be friends gesture. Now you think of me when you're having it. Oh. Oh. Ooh, I've been waiting my whole life to do something like this.
All right then, let's go.
Okay.
Just lean forward.
Lean forward.
Lean forward. Left. Yeah, left leg. That's it. And go. Go. That's it. Let's go. Yeah, you got it. Lean forward. Balance. Yeah. That's it. Lean forward. No. Oh. Are you all right? Let's go. Let's turn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you feel the rhythm in.
I feel the rhythm.
Yeah, feel the rhythm.
Yes, that's good. That's it. I got it.
Right, you got it?
I think I got it.
So go. Yeah, okay. Just lean forward.
All right. Lean forward.
And go.
Lean forward.
Yeah, lean forward.
Ooh, lean forward.
Yeah,
lean.
That's it. That's great.
Lean. Oh, Lord.
That's great. No. Slow down.
Wait.
Slow down a bit. No, slow down. Turn the board sideways. Slow down. Stop.
Steeper, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew, this is a Black Diamond run.
Yeah, you're looking good. Whoa. Look at her go.
Matthew?
Enjoying yourself?
Not really.
Please don't do that. I guess you don't believe in turning.
I believe in them. I just don't know how to do it.
Oh,
Hold me, please.
Please get off of my ski.
Okay, I think I got it. There we go. I'm okay.
Damn you. Nobody makes me do a face plant. Damn it.
What's up now?
For the next 2 years.
That's fine with me, baby.
Yes. And we are going to leave you now to relax and meditate.
I want to die. I want to live.
going to do to me, huh?
You have big naughty neck. It is something at work where you hold head in strange position.
Excuse me? Are you suggesting that
too
I'm...
Too much holding phone on neck, maybe.
You know what? Why don't you just shut up and do what you're supposed to do, okay? You're a masseuse, not a life coach.
Excuse me.
Hey. I don't like the way you're talking to that woman.
I'm sorry if I disturbed you, Ms. Bird. She was hurting me, though.
I don't care. You don't talk to working people that way. Now, it's plain to see what the problem is here. You got tension in your neck because you keep going down on Mr. Cregan, and he's a married man. At least this poor lady trying to work it out of you. Don't take it out on Brigitte.
Thank you.
Anyway, enjoy your massage.
Is it that obvious that I'm sleeping with him? Knew it. None of the other women at the company will even talk to me. I'm marked by this. And there's no one in my life who I can talk to about it.
I wouldn't lose too much sleep over what other people think. Now, come on, girl. We're supposed to be meditating.
I've been at the company 6 years. I've worked really hard, you know. Oh, you don't understand. I hate the retail business.
Oh, believe me, baby, I understand. I worked in the retail business for 10 years myself. Look, I know this whole story. My sister was seeing a married man.
Matthew's gonna leave his wife. It's a bad time for her right now, but he is gonna leave his wife.
Baby, come on now. I know you're holding out some hope, but come on. They're never bad people. They're greedy people. They want a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit. They ain't leaving their wives. Yeah, you just need to leave him.
It's not that easy. If I leave him, I'll have to quit my job. What am I going to do? I didn't finish school.
Well, then you go back to school. There now, we solved it. Let's tackle something heavy like world hunger.
Well, did you at least find out what she's doing here?
She's just here enjoying herself, unlike us.
How can I enjoy myself? Billings is suddenly telling me that his committee has problems with my acquisitions.
Matthew, what does that have to do with Georgia?
Oh, Georgia, is it now? Oh, well. Well, why don't you tell me?
I don't know, Matthew. She said she worked in retail. Did I mention to you how she told me you were going to have a shitty fourth quarter?
How can she possibly know about our fourth quarter? I barely know about our fourth quarter.
Well, maybe she's an executive for Walmart. I mean, the competition wouldn't want to see you triple the size of your retail empire, would they?
Ah, you know what? That's it. She's here to drive a wedge between me and those guys. If I don't have their support, my bill is dead on the floor. That's what's going to happen. See? I need to relax. That's what I need to do. Oh, God. My blood pressure is... You know what? I need to just do something to relax.
Take a cold plunge, Matthew.
What?
Georgia? You guys seen Georgia?
Is he in a while?
Hey, what are you doing, casing the place?
Where's Georgia?
Hey, you're that guy, the possibilities man, the guy in the book.
What? What book? What are you talking about? Where's Georgia?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Here, I found this in her garbage can.
It's my employee of the month photo. Did she say anything about me?
No. Why, you like her, right?
Easy killer. Did she say where she was going?
Place with healing waters or something?
Look, it's really important that you remember. All right, little man?
Maybe it's in here somewhere. I know she told me before she left. I think this is it. Calamari Bari, I think the name is.
Kolobi Bari?
Yeah, Kolobi Bari, that's it.
Good evening, Georgia.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Good, thanks.
Well, why don't you join us? We have plenty of room at our table. Don't we, Matthew?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
No, please. Please come join us.
Yes, come. It's decided.
Good evening, Ms. Bird. Chef Didier has reserved a special table for you, if you'd like to come with me.
Well, thank you. But why don't you join me? It seems I have a special table.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you really look beautiful.
You too.
Thank you.
Really too. Thank you.
Pull up a chair, Maggie.
Glad you decided to join us, Matthew. Could you maybe just...
Thank you so much, Chef Didier.
No, you are my preferred guest, and I have prepared a special menu just for you tonight.
Ooh.
But I will make no substitutions.
Don't worry. We will have your special menu exactly the way you make it.
No substitutions. No substitutions.
Oh, my goodness, I hurt myself.
So, Georgia, Ms. Burns tells me you're in retail.
I was.
Well, you've obviously done very well for yourself.
Actually, I just clipped a lot of coupons.
And when you say coupons, you obviously mean bonds?
No. No, I sold all my bonds.
You sold all of your bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bird, as chairman of the Commerce Committee, I'm always interested in how savvy people such as yourself operate the market. Did you think the rates were going up, or were you pessimistic about the future?
Well, Congressman...
Bob, please, Bob.
Well, Bob, I find that the future is too depressing to think about.
Oh, come on, Georgia.
Miss Bird, what are you doing tomorrow? I would very much like to continue...
Well, hold on. You see, tomorrow I've arranged for our group to go to Mosier.
Mosier? What's that?
Mosier! Glass, factory, all of us, special tour. That's what we're doing tomorrow.
To answer your question, I'm going base jumping, Bob.
Really? Wow. Base jumping? You're kidding.
Well, why?
Well, I hear it's a completely liberating experience. Well, at least that's what the brochure says.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh, come on, Matthew. Why don't we all go along and watch?
It sounds like fun.
That's a great idea. Let's better than some glass factory.
Fine. But I'm not going there to watch.
So because it's a dance and not a straight jump,
yes.
When you don't do it right, you will catch the current and it will slam you in the side of the dam. Ooh! So we don't want that, okay?
Uh-huh.
So are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Go get him, man!
Come on!
Damn. Ooh. Okay, now we don't do this.
I don't know what the hell makes you want to do something like this.
I try to avoid any plummeting sports.
Matthew's only doing it because George is doing it. He's the most competitive person in the world.
He may have met his match in Georgia.
Cap corner!
Oh, Bob, the camera. You got the camera going?
We're rolling! Go ahead!
Okay!
Oh, he's got... There we go. He's going over the rail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look. I have told you before, we have lost a couple of people doing this.
What, like people died?
Yeah. Which one first?
Ladies first.
Ladies first, okay. Ready?
Huh?
Three.
Wait. Okay. All right.
Three.
Okay.
Two. One. Go!
Perfect.
Okay. Three, two, one, go! Is there a problem?
Yeah. I tell you, there's a problem, Klaus. I know a thing or two about base jumping. I know that the canopy is supposed to be connected to the rigging, and it's not, and that's how people get killed. No wonder you've lost a few people. I can't jump! Canopy not connected to rigging! Mechanical difficulties!
Sorry, I don't know what is happening.
It's okay, it's all right.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Guys, shut!
What are you doing?
Man. Disappointing.
Ona skočila, Kragen ne. Technický problém.
Já vím proč, protože měl počuraný spod, já bych odpravený.
Přijel to le fér, je to jasi.
Really?
Řekla jsem možná.
She's the most amazing person who ever came to this hotel. She lives on the edge. She says what she wants, she does what she wants. True existentialist.
Hero worship. Bought with a kiss and an extravagant tip. She's a fraud, I tell you.
Look what eating sauerkraut has done to your heart, Roland Gunther.
Kraken?
How are you?
Good.
Do me a favor. Georgia Bird. Just find out where she's from, what she does, quietly.
Of course, Mr. Kraken.
Prince Dominic comes tonight. He's insisted on my venison roast.
A prince? Real prince?
They have a charity dinner in town, where everybody gets to feel generous.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, these people are all right. Oh, le saumon, là. Tu me mets les trois caisses de navet aussi. Son frais, vivant? Très bien. De la dorade royale, choisis les plus belles, hein? Merci, tu me mets tout ça à l'hôtel, OK? Yes, you know, I tell you, they're all alright.
Oh, people not as bad as you think.
No, you're wrong, Georgia. You're wrong. They are. That Kragen at the hotel who looks for a life everlasting in a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, you know. Oh, trois caisses de citron aussi. You know, you and I, we know the secret of life.
Well, what is that?
Secret of life? Is butter.
Butter?
Butter, yes. Tu me mets deux, three cases of acronis. Hotel.
Here you are.
We were worried
you checked out?
No, not quite yet.
Are you going to join us for Smokey? Reagan's got it all arranged.
Yeah. I don't think so. I'm a little lightheaded from all that rich food.
Oh, come on, George. You have to join us for some gambling.
Look, I just think I want to...
Yeah, well, you look exhausted from all the heroics. You probably just want to take it easy.
Oh, no. Come on, George. I won't be half as much fun without you.
Oh, I don't know how much fun it's going to be. It's a charity event.
Oh, it'll be a great time. And Georgia can help us liven up the evening.
Yeah, it's
a
great
time. Great time had by all.
Okay, fine.
Smokey Robinson. Can't miss Smokey.
Let's take a little nap.
If you're reading this letter, our disease has run its course. Enclosed is some money for my burial. I would like to be cremated. Spent my whole life in a box. I don't want to be buried in one.
Ladies and gentlemen, because of turbulence, the captain has turned on the fastened seatbelt sign.
Excuse me.
Turn your seat and remain seated. Put your seatbelt fastened while the sign is illuminated.
Scared of flying?
Do I look scared to you?
I used to be scared too. It helps if you color.
Georgia, whatever you got, give me some.
Believe me, you don't want it. Place your bets.
I don't know where to go.
I'm following you wherever you go.
That's a lunatic bet. That's just a lunatic bet right there.
Georgia, that's a lot of money.
I know, huh?
You always bet on black, baby.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. I'll give that a try.
No more bets.
Here we go. Doing it your own way. George is a lady luck.
Come on, 17. Black.
That's the ball over there.
Where to next, Lucky?
What was the number again?
17.
Sounds
good to me. Isn't it a bit reckless to bet on the same number twice?
Well, I guess that's why they call it gambling, not crocheting.
Gambling it is.
Well, the house is loving you guys.
I'm in.
Place your bets.
Me too.
Here we go. Red.
No more bets.
Come on. Show me something. Come on.
Big money.
Come on, Red.
17 bucks.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Here, place your bets.
Place them. What are we doing here?
Oh,
come on.
17.
Georgia, you can't go there a third time? Come on. Come over here and get some of this luck.
Maybe I am pushing it a little bit. I was born on the 13th.
13. Put this on 13.
Yeah, 13.
Are you sure about that?
Then again, I lost my mama when I was 11.
Yeah, double me up.
I love my mama.
Could you please just place the bet?
But my mama was born on the 17th. What am I doing?
Come on.
Yeah,
let's go for it.
Bet.
Wherever you go, I'm following
no
you.
No more bets.
Thank you.
My luck for the better. You know what? I'm not playing with you no more. Can I cash in my chips, please?
Yes, I'd like to cash in mine as well.
I need you. Thank you.
Guys, 3,546,305
grams. Wow. How much would you guess that is?
That's about $100,000.
Wow.
Cause I tilt your court to oh, I might be laughing loud and hearty with take a good look at my face. See my smile looks out of place.
I tell you what,
if you look a little closer, it's easy to trace.
Is this a social? I wonder if your new friends would be so impressed if they knew the truth.
Don't you know I need, I need a fool. Oh, baby, now outside I'm masquerading inside.
Incredible tonight. You amazed us all.
And myself, too.
So how is it the two of us never bumped into each other back home?
Probably because you're not home that much anymore.
Well, Washington is a hard place to resist. Come visit me sometime. We'll see.
I'm sorry. But I just can't seem to get past that big flashing for sale sign on your forehead.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. What are you doing here with Craig? I mean, what exactly is it that you two do for each other?
I'm helping him over some regulatory hurdles in the committee, that's all.
Well, seems like you should be helping some of your own people over some hurdles. I mean, precious little's happened with that community redevelopment program of yours.
And nothing ever will happen with that youth center unless I get reelected. Having generous supporters like Matthew Cragen is a political reality.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I only have time for reality realities. Good night.
Good night, Georgia.
Mademoiselle Baird, I hear you were the highlight at the casino tonight.
I don't know about that.
But there's no need to be humble. Did you have a marvelous time?
Why are you being so nice to me?
Yeah, I know. I'm a bitch. At least that's what people tell me.
Oh, Miss Gunther. No, you're not. You're just like a lot of women who work too hard.
And yet you are always so kind. You are a woman of distinction and courage.
Yeah. Apparently I am all of a sudden. Wish it had happened a little sooner. Miss Gunther, I hope you're not trying to make a pass at me, because I really can't handle that right now.
Please don't die, Miss Baird. I read the note.
You went through my stuff?
Oh, yeah, I go through everyone's stuff. I apologize.
I'll tell you the truth, I'm kind of relieved to have somebody to share it with.
Don't worry. I'll be with you here to the very end.
I don't know if I want to be here to the very end.
Why are you here with these terrible people? You should be with people you love.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that myself. One in particular. It's time I go home and find them.
Thank you, God.
lot of snow.
What's going on here?
It's an avalanche. I'm sorry, but we'll have to go back.
Can't believe this happened on New Year's Eve.
You're just not going to cut me any slack at all, are you?
You're telling me there's nothing else? I wanted you to find out everything.
As I told you before, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing out of the ordinary, except that she is a saint.
And from New Orleans?
Yes.
And her occupation?
Well, you should know she works for you. Now, please. That's all I know and all I'm telling. Here's your tip back.
At this rate, we're going to be here all night.
Oh, no, we are not. We are going back down the mountain. I prefer to spend the night with my wife.
Hey, what are you doing? Are you crazy? It's dangerous. Yeah, I know. But I don't have much time. Keep the change. Wish me luck.
But I don't want to get in your way or nothing.
No. It would be an honor. A privilege.
What is it?
It's a turnip.
No, it's not. It can't be a turtle.
The poor baby turnips. Nobody likes them, you know.
Of course.
Life is easy if you are a truffle or shiitake mushroom. But the turnip is to be loved because she's a self-made woman of vegetables. All the others, you can only destroy with cooking, but the turnip. She gets better. So, you see, it's not how you start, but how you finish.
Mmm. That's good.
The first time I saw you, I was so happy to see your appetite for food, for life. I'm so sorry.
Go on, Phil. Does anybody else know?
No.
Okay. Well, good. Let's not say anything, all right? Let's just cook.
The onions, they make me cry.
Now say, sometimes I feel like I could do anything. And sometimes I'm so alive, so alive. Sometimes I feel like I could zoom across the sky. Yeah.
Than an ace. The next minute got your fall on your face. Mean City is a nasty place. Only a rat can win a rat race. Who the people who be falling away? These to make it home today. The people who be trying to find some kind of life. Sometimes their love never stops now. Sometimes my love will never stop now. Sometimes their love never stops.
moi de vous présenter celle qui m'a aidé à vous préparer tous ces délicieux menus et qui nous vient de Louisiane. J'ai nommé Mademoiselle Georgia Burr.
You have been very lucky. Well, you didn't get everything you wanted, but next time, we'll do things different. We will laugh more. We'll love more. We'll see the world. We just won't be so afraid.
Now see, look at these tumors. Georgia Bird, Mr. Smith, and mine. Now there's no way, even if we all had it, that they would be exactly in the same place. So I said to myself, Rabindranath, it has to be the machine. Oh my God. Excuse me, young man. Do you live here?
Yeah, I live right here.
Please tell me you know Georgia Bird.
Yeah, I know Georgia.
Thank you.
Tonight, I'd like to make a toast to a woman whose presence has captivated us. To Georgia Bird.
Well, hear, hear. To Georgia.
Now, who is this fascinating woman?
It's the question we've been asking ourselves all week. Is she a representative from a competing boardroom? Is she a power broker from the corridors of our nation's capital? Is she a brash, successful entrepreneur? The truth, which I discovered tonight, will amuse you. You see, Georgia Bird is a sales clerk in my New Orleans store, in the cookware department, no less. Salary, $29,000 a year. Cheers, Georgia.
What?
No. Or as we might say back home, attention, Craig and Shoppers, imposter, aisle three.
Oh, come on. Georgia, is this true?
Mr. Cragen is right about me. I'm just a sales associate in one of his stores. One of the best. Well, I was up until a couple of weeks ago. That's when...
You were just doing no explanation.
No, excuse me. I think she does. She's had plenty to say about our behavior all week. And the only reason we took it was because we thought she was somebody.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't come here to give anybody the wrong impression about me. I just came here to blow every last cent of my money. You see, I'm going to die.
Georgia, please.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. See, I had the same reaction when I found out I only had 3 weeks to live. I mean, I tried to keep it to myself for exactly this reason. It's a party killer, ain't it? But I did land on that mountaintop. And I ended up on the cover of a ski magazine. Don't feel sorry for me, baby. Never in my life did I think I would end up in such a beautiful place, doing so many incredible things.
so. I'm sorry if I was, maybe a little too honest with you. But I wasted too much of my life being quiet. I was afraid, I guess. You know how it is. You keep your head down, and you hustle and hustle. Then you look up one day and wonder, how did I even get here? Come on, bro. See, some of the things we care about a lot are pretty worthless. So, I hope I haven't spoiled your evening. And, it's truly been my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Georgia.
Thank you. Asshole.
It's a very appropriate sentiment, Dora.
I second that. Happy New Year, Matthew.
Where are you going?
Well, first I'm going to find Georgia. And then I'm going to go back to school. And I'm going to get my business degree. And then one day, when your wife finally decides to divorce you and takes half of everything you have, I'll only be too happy to help her figure out exactly how much that should be.
Marie, what are you doing?
Has that ceiling ever made you want to cry?
What ceiling? Get back to work.
Georgia, I just wanted to say how sorry I am.
Girl, it's okay. I know you are.
I left Matthew. I'm going to the airport now.
Well, I don't know if they cleared the road yet to the airport.
What do you mean?
His boat. Something terrible has happened.
Matthew Cragen's jumped out a window?
Pity, but not yet. He's still on the ledge.
What?
Come on.
I'll get my bag. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Hey, that's Cragen.
What the hell's he doing?
He does not take rejection well.
What you doing?
Thinking.
About what?
Not falling.
Oh, no. What's she doing out there?
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
Oh, you don't have to be nice, man. Oh, I'm a jerk. You only got a jerk.
Oh, so this is where jerks coming to hang out? It's starting to get a little crowd down there. Happy New Year! Wave to the people.
Happy New Year.
I can't believe this guy.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And they'd like me to jump.
Well, don't start people pleasing now.
Matthew, come back in here. You know you're not going to jump. You couldn't even jump off the dam.
Equipment failure.
See, you know...
Miss Burns, let me handle this, please. Mr. Cragen, you know what? You're really starting to piss me off. Give me that.
But no.
Oh, hands up! Damn, that is a long drop. Look, a guy like you has all the money and time in the world to turn things around for himself, you know? So just stop whining and get with it.
Get with what, exactly?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have Georgia Bird's 5 rules to how to be a better human being. All I know is if you want somebody to care about you, stop trying to buy and sell them all the time.
Do I do that?
And you know what? Get your pasty face off the cover of your own magazine every month. Yep, that's the face right there. Every month.
I can't believe I had somebody like you working for me all this time.
Well, I wasn't going to work for you forever. I had plans, you know.
Yeah? What were you going to do?
Well, nothing big by your standards. But I was going to open me up a little restaurant. Bistro style. And, of course, a husband. And a family.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Well, I wouldn't call him that. He works for your company, too. His name is Sean.
It's starting to happen.
What?
I mean, I can hear him calling my name right now.
Well, someone actually did call your name.
Georgia!
Is that...
Sean, what are you doing here?
Wait, I'm coming!
You are here to see Miss Bird.
Yeah, how do you know?
Lucky guess.
You have the arrivals list for tomorrow. And where is everyone? I don't have any help upstairs. Yeah, I'll take care of this.
Georgia!
What the hell, I mean?
How many people can get on that ledge?
Who the hell is that?
What you doing here?
Well, I found out, you know, about the Lampington's disease, and well, I up and quit my job.
Well, what would make you do something like that?
I didn't feel like I had a future there. Besides, after you quit, I didn't feel like I had a reason to be there. Seemed like there should be more possibilities in life.
Oh, no. You done up and read my possibilities book.
Well, what exactly is a possibilities book? Georgia, I gotta talk to you.
Okay. Talk to me.
I can't do it now. He on a ledge.
Come on now. You're gonna have to. I'm kind of in the middle of something here.
Georgia, I had all kind of thoughts running through my mind. I should have told you this a long time ago. I don't know what I thought. Or it doesn't even matter what I thought. I have feelings for you. Georgia Bird, I want to be with you. Whether it's for 5 minutes here on this ledge or 50 years.
I like this guy.
Me too. Come on. Knock it off. Now, why are you going to send him all the way around here when you know I got to die?
Who are you talking to, baby?
God. Hello.
Oh. Oh, God.
We're the only ones not up there. We should join them.
Urgent facts to Miss Georgia Bird from Dr. R. Gupta. You were misdiagnosed due to a faulty dog scan. You don't have Lamington's disease. You're going to live.
I'm
going to
die.
I'm going to live.
Yes.
I'll live. Yes. I'll live. Yes. I'll live. I'm a man, everybody. Oh.
that doesn't mean you want to rethink that last statement about the 5 minutes or the 50 years and all that.
Oh, no. 5 minutes, 50 years, 100 years, a million years. My whole life. You get off this ledge now.
Yeah.
Colder than snowman's ass out here.
What you say, Mr. Craig? And you ready?
Yeah.
You had enough of this?
Yeah. Grow in and size and size.
Yeah, it's time to get warm.
Give me your hand.
Get warm.
Careful, careful.
I want to tell you thank you, and I'm going to make a lot of changes in my life. You put somebody else in the cover of the magazine, too.
You are funny. You had me going for a minute. You're so wrong. How you going to do me
Come
like
on,
that?
Baby. Come on.
Yeah, there we go. Put
some
crawfish in there, baby. How about a
little
tennis?
Huh? Don't ask me. I'm only here on holiday.
Yeah, don't be careful now.
Hey, it's getting crazy out there. Everybody's arriving.
Oh, okay. Baby, let's go. I'll go and see you to your friends. I'll take care of the rest, okay? Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome
to Georgia.
You guys like the Georgia
tough guy?
Who's my little guy?
Thank you, thank you.
You did it.
I quit my job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
I quit my job.
I
quit my job.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Hi.
Hey, Dean.
Wow.
Welcome on the Georges.
Good to see you. Pleasure.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for inviting me.
For coming.
Thank you. Congratulations.
She loves you.
Congratulations.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Huh?
Ha ha ha.